Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year is dedicated L'schus Moshe Ben Peshadina and Yisrael Daniel Ben Shana, Yisrael Daniel Ben Shana Dina and Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esther, Yosef Ezra Ben Esther, L'bracha Batzlacha B'chol Ma'asei Dem, L'refuas Miriam Baschaya and Avram Yosef Ben Moshe Chaim. We're going to be discussing the union of Tinok Shenishba B'yameinu. Very, very big question. The halachic status of those Jews who are far away from Judaism and are called in halachic lingo children that have been taken captive by the goyim. Tinok shenishba bein ha'akum. Today they haven't actually been taken captive, but in a cultural sense they are definitely in the hands of the Gentiles. And what is the status of these people? Many, many Jews like that. So we're basing our analysis on the wonderful Sefer Mishnah Yisrael, Siman Aleph. And the Tshuva's Binyan Siyan, HaChadoshos, and Siman Chof Gimel, famous Tshuva, which was written over 150 years ago. Halacha v'lola maisa benogela poisha Yisrael shebizmanenu shamekilim b'yena mishum yayin nesech yesh l'mamash yismocho. One is mekel and he doesn't assume that their wine is yayin nesech, is forbidden to be drunk. He has on what to rely. And he explains who are the poisha Yisrael shebizmanenu according to the lashon of the Binyan Siyan Yaakov Yokel Etlinger. Sheposhta habaheres l'roiv ad sheberobam chilul Shabbos nase keheter im lo yeshlam din omer muter sherak karov l'meizitu v'yesh bem shemispalim tefilas Shabbos u'mekadshim kiddush hayoyim v'acharkach mechalim Shabbos b'melachas d'oraisa v'dirabbanan. So we have this terrible plague that spread around. The Jews are mechalei Shabbos. For them it's already heter to be Mechal Shabbos. Do they have a din of Omer? Unless they have a din of Omer Mutter, which would make them only Karov Lemezid. If they aren't Omer, if they are guilty, then they're Mamish Mezid. But maybe since they're Omer Mutter, maybe they're only Karov Lemezid. They're not considered actually wanton sinners. They're considered close to it, but not the real thing, because they say it's permitted to be Mechal Shabbos. Some of them even daven. Some of them even say Kiddush. And then they go to work. Mechal Shabbos. V'ray Mechal Shabbos nechshav kamumer bilvad mibnei shekofer b'shabbos kekofer b'briya b'borei b'zem modei de tefila b'kiddush. And somebody's Mechal Shabbos is considered a mummer because somebody who denies Shabbos is denying the Bria, is denying the Bore. And he's not a denier. He believes it, he says it. And then they have their kids, Mumagam Shibnam Ta Sharkamu Tahtayan. Ashalayod will show Dina Shabbos should don't mamish let stukim. They never heard of Shabbos, they like stukim to Yahshu Kimumrim. They shouldn't be mumrim. They shouldn't be considered apostate Jews because myself was saying be a dayim. They're like a tinok shenish b'bein ovdei kochavim that we talk about in the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Hei. Ad kan mi divrei abinyan siyon. And what he means is that every Jew is a machal Shabbos b'farhesia is considered a mumr l'kol ha'Torah kula. He's considered an apostate as if he's keeping none of the Torah. Rachmana litzlan. And therefore he's not considered amitcha, he's not considered your friend, your fellow Jew, with respect to many dinei Torah. As we find in Erev and Samach Tes Amir Aleph, Chul and Hei Amir Aleph, we learn from the Pasuk of Mikem, Lehotzias HaMumer, Sheh Karbano Pasul. Mikem excludes a mummer that his karban is pasul. We don't bring a karban of a mummer. Either a mummer l'kol ha'Torah kula, He doesn't keep the whole Torah, or he doesn't keep Shabbos, or he's an Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Rambam, the 30th parak of Hilchos Shabbos, and Halacha Tesvav says, Hamachal Shabbos b'freihes reika Ovid Avodah Zarah. Somebody is a public Sabbath desecrator. He is like an idolater. V'shneim ka'akum, and both of them are like goyim l'chol divrayim for all matters. And so too in the Rambam, in Hilchos Geirish and Perek Gimel Halacha Tesvav, and the din of Nachri being pasul l'ksivas haget, hu adin Yisrael mumr l'avoyde zara mechal Shabbos b'farahesya harehu ka'akum l'chol dvarav. So a goy is pasul l'ksivas haget, and so too Yisrael mumr l'avoyde zara mechal Shabbos b'farahesya, they're like goyim. So it's mashma that he's considered lav bar krisus. He's not in the category of giving a get, writing a get. And so Paskins the base Shmuel and Ebenezer and Simon Kuf Mem Zayim Sif Katan Mem Zayim Magen Avram and Simon Kuf Pei Tes writes that a mummer is not betores shlichus. Kimashmos hatosus besanhedrinayin beis amid beis. And the Mela, since this Jew has taken himself out of the category of being a good Jew, and he has a din of an Akum, and he's out of Torah's Shlichus, so that would also mean that his Shechita is not a Shechita. Like a guy. And also, on Shabbos, if you want to make an Eruv, you have to rent out his Rishus from him. Like a guy. And the Rashba learns that when he touches wine, makes it Yayin Nesech. Explains Rashi, Chulin Ha'amid Aleph, that the reason that a Mumr L'chal Shabbos is like a Mumr L'chol HaTorah is because a L'chal Shabbos Kofer B'maisav who made Sheker Shalosh Shabbos HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maisav Bereishis. Somebody who's L'chal Shabbos is denying God's deeds and he's testifying falsely that God didn't rest in Ma'aseh Bereishis. And since Al Yidei Chil Shabbos, he's saying God didn't rest, he's a kofer in Ma'aseh Bereishis, that God didn't rest in the seventh day, so that's Karav Linyan Ovid Avodah, he's denying God. But these guys, they're davening. They're saying Vayichulu Hashemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzvam, and they're singing Kel Adoin on Shabbos morning. Just afterwards they go to work, because they're agreeing that there's Briyas Olam. So therefore, Royal Estapik, what's their din? They have a din of a guy? They're not in the category of Amitecha anymore, no? And the Binyan Sion resolves his doubts from the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Pei Sif Aleph that the din of B'nai Tztuken is Ki Yisrael. And therefore, in order for them to make an Erev, they just have to be Mevatel their Rishus. And they don't have to. You don't have to actually rent it out from them. And who are the B'nai Tztukim? These people who didn't throw off the yoke. They're just going B'darchei Abaseim Lefi Tumam, Maisa Abaseim B'yadayim. And they B'dim Tinuk Shenishba L'Bein Ha'amim. It's Mavur in the Gemara on Shabbos and Daf Samech Ches Amar Aleph. Iker Din Tinok Shenishba, which is a Yid, a Jew, that he never knew there was such a thing as Shabbos. Stami doesn't even know he's a Jew. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, Din Tinok Shenishba Shemei Olam Lo Yoda Se Shabbos V'achar Kach Hikir Ba. He never knew there was Shabbos, and then afterwards he realized there was. He has to bring one chatas. In the country of Yechon and Reish Lakish, who hold that he's pater legamrei lahavi chatas, it's not because a tinok shenishba is considered a mumr l'chol haTorah kula, but it's because, as Rashi explains, oimer mutar onesu v'lo shgagahi. It's only an ones, and not a shoigeg. They're not guilty. And the root of the question in our days is, since an Omer Mutter is Karav Lemezid, Mimela, after they heard that they're Jewish and that they have to keep Shabbos, so they're guilty. For their actions, maybe they're not mezidim mamish, but they're krovim lemezid. Or maybe it's not called that they heard that there's such a thing called Shabbos, because lefi daitam they know what Shabbos is, and they're just doing what they were taught. And the Binyan Sion is Poshet the Shaila, and he says that we have to be Madame Poshet Yisrael Bismaneel at Stukim of the time of the Beis Yosef and the Mabit. Maisav Hashem Bidayim. So they don't have a din of Mamar Lekol HaTorah Kula. We're not even going to call them Krovim Lemezid. They're Beseder Gomor. Beseder Gomor, they're certainly not. But they don't have a din of a goy. Shitas Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish Omer Mutter Anasu. Review all the Omer Mutter is Karv Lemezid, the other opinion. But these people are like the B'nai Tzdukim. So they don't know any better. This is just the way they were taught, and that's the way they live, and they really don't think about it too much, a lot of them. That's the truth. That's what I understand. In the Tshuvas Melamed Lahoil, he discusses Mechalei Shabbos for Hesia. If you can be Mitzarif them to a minion, he brings that even though the Prima Gadim, the Chacham Tzvi, hold that you shouldn't be Mitzarif them to a minion. And so writes the Magen Avram, you're not allowed to be Mizamein Aleihem, but Bizman Hazeh Noagim Lahakel. Because they don't know any better. So the Binyan Sion is Samech L'maisa on this, and he says that he be mitzarif them to minyanim, they don't know any better. In the Tshuvas Chalkos Yankov in the Or Chaim and Siman Chof Zayin, he discusses this shaila. A lot of poskim discuss it. Whether you can be mitzarif l'minyan anashim achalei Shabbos for Hesi, brings the Prima Godim, that you don't call them up to the Torah. And he notes the Achronim, who are Melamed Heter HaMachalei Shabbos Bizmanenu, because they don't really know Chomer Eser, they're like a Tinokas Shenishbu. So he says to be Mekel, when they want to make a minyan la'atzmam. And then they're Mevakish from a person, they ask a person to join them. And if he doesn't join them, the minyan's going to be Mizbatel. So I'm Mekel Yishlom Alismoch. And maybe we can also be Mekel to call them to the Torah. And this is all, but tonight he says that they're not Porites Be'ikrei Hadas L'gamrei. They still get married with proper Kiddushin, they still give proper Git, and they still circumcise their children. And you can count them to their minyan. You can join their minyan. Call them to the Torah. This is a very big shaila with Chabadnikim all over the world. How many times does a Shliach of Chabad get 10 from Jews in a minyan? You know, maybe in the Chabad of Midtown Manhattan, they get nice minyanim every day mincha. Beautiful. It's Midtown Manhattan. Midtown Manhattan is it's a huge shtiebel, right? They have tens of thousands of us. But, when you're in somewhere in Oregon, you're just happy if someone has a Jewish great-great-great-great-grandfather, you know what I mean? So when do they get 10 good Jews, 10 Shomer Shabbos Jews? They don't, very rarely. So the question is, can they take very assimilated people and be mitzayir for them to a minyan? So here they have one, what to be samech. Hagoyna Maharsham. Chilak Aleph and Simon Chaf Aleph was Samech on the Binyan Sion to be Matir, Matzos Mitzvah that were baked by Michal Shabbos Kodesh before Ahesia. However, it's not clear if he had a Heter Barur or he had other Tzadim Lahakal as well. The Tshuvas of Rav Chaim Oizer and the Achiezer in Chilak Gimel Simon Chaf Hei, the Ramasl Be'emes, and so if the Ramasl Mikol Mokom, we discuss as a get, which was signed by two Michalei Shabbos before Ahesia. Everything they did well, except for the fact the store was open on Shabbos. That was the only problem. So, big problem. So he's Malah al-Maisa, Allah al-Maisa, that since there's a shayla of igun here, of making this poor woman, forcing her to be alone for the rest of her life, also, they're psulei edus, the rabbanon only, and he was mitzayer of the sheet of the binyan sion that bizman hazeh. They're considered within the fold. Yesh lahatir the tshuvas of the minchas yitzchak in chelak tesim and chafei dibur maskil lachain. He discusses a machal Shabbos before hesia beyameinu. They have a diem in akum lenin chol of Yisrael. He brings the sheet as being in sin, and he writes after the ma'ase vade in lahakav is emikom kom chazil itzdarufe. So you can't rely on it alone, but with other heterim you can also use that as a sniff lahakav, as a reason to be meikel. So it's not necessarily according to these poskim a heter borer, but if you have other reasons, other mitigating factors, then you can be samech on the binyan sin. However, the Kilas Yankov sent a tshuva to Rav Moshe Sternbuch, brought in Modim Uzmanim, Chelek Ches, Lekutei Aris, Michtav Aleph, Bedvar Botei Malon, hotels, that in Yontif they do Melechas Eichel Nefesh for the Orchim, some of them Mechalei Shabbos, and also Mechalei Shabbos, Rachman Atzlan, come to their relatives, Shomrei Torah LeYontif, they do for them Melechas Eichel Nefesh. We know that it's Asur Doraisa to cook for Nachrim and Yantif, Lechem Belol and Nachrim. Mishneh Brura says that Hu Adin, Bishul Murmel Avodazar Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. You're not even allowed to add on to what you're already cooking. So this is a very big problem. So he brings the Achiezer, who quotes the Binyan Sion, to be Mekel. However, it's mashma there. He didn't want to be samech on this lakula. He says, "Machlokas ma'bit in the marashach, kasha lahakel bnei shem chashud al minutz ukfir b'torah shibchsav v'shabal perach manu litzlan." So he worked hard to find another heter to cook for these people. So this wasn't a one time thing. This is a davar kavua. So the stipler didn't want to be makel so easily. He looked for other reasons to be makel. All right, sweet friends, this is the first leg of our journey. B'siyata d'shmaya b'li neder. Hope to continue. B'ritzos Hashem darkeinu, and we should be zoche. Lil modu lelamed, lishmor velasos, lekayim es kol divrei samot arasa bi'ahava, amen v'amen, shalom shalom suvis nos kolavim.